5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Ho, 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 how untrue. It's not Lee and Math, because Lee's still at work, and he's been a naughty, naughty boy, so they're keeping him behind, which means it's just the three of us tonight. So, I'm Math. And over there in Canada is the always talkative T.
Hello.
And over there in Wales is the always boombastic Beth.
Bastic.
Boombastic.
Boombastic.
Telefantastic.
Yes. Please tell me that's a Shaggy song.
It is.
It is a Shaggy song. Good, because we'll have more Shaggy later on.
Okay.
Anyway, so how's your week been? Let's start with Tamara, as she was here first.
It's been fine.
Okay, super.
I was saying to you just a minute ago that luckily the show wasn't yesterday, because this time yesterday I didn't have power for a few hours, so that was good. I wrote 3 songs. Only one is going into the show tonight, but I did that.
The rest going on TikTok.
Oh, so I just got the pro account for Suno, because if you don't have the pro, then you can't
publish on
share it. You can't publish your own work, basically.
Gotcha.
So I can't remember what it was, but it turned out like you. It was like, I think $4 a month, but you pay it all at once kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I've got it for a year because wow. I ran out of credits for the first time. And I was like, that's not okay. So I looked into it and then I was like, oh, I can't even publish these if I don't have.
So, like Mid Journey then.
Yeah.
You can't use it unless you pay for a license.
Exactly. And then I have the website Moises. Like noises, but Moises.
All right.
And that's where I can put in a song and get it to like separate it.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so I have a subscription to that as well, because this way I can take apart my songs that I do in Suno, and then I can karaoke myself, or I can alter it a bit, or you know. So I've been having a lot of fun with those two programs working together.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Okay. In that case, what about Beth? What have you been up to?
I can't remember. I don't think I've been up to anything exciting, to be honest.
All right.
I don't know if you can hear that, but my next door neighbour's just arrived home and she's like a fucking elephant.
Zoom always filters that stuff out.
Yeah.
It's quite loud. So, yeah, I've not had a very exciting week, I'm sorry to say.
Okay. Well, I think it would be a shock to us if you'd had an exciting week, to be honest.
Well, I aim to please.
It'd be a shock to you also.
Yes, it would.
Yes. Okay. Well, we had our first summer barbecue this weekend.
Nice.
At the kids' house. So they organised it and we just went round and I cooked ovs because I have to make sure it's done properly. And that did cocktails and stuff. But you would think that we would have catered for 100 people.
No, it's always the way.
There's enough left that we've got another one at the end of the month and I don't think we'll need to buy anything for it. So
nice. Well, that's good. That's that's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. However, the so Nikki's mum said she'd get the meat, and she got some of it. She brought these beef burgers. Oh. Well, I use the word in inverted commas.
Uh-huh.
Burgers. They were like, now I don't know if you have it in Canada, but we have little pots of meat paste for sandwiches for kids, like beef paste.
Ooh, no.
And you unscrew it and scoop it out and spread it on your bread.
No, that sounds grim.
So I don't know what you're picturing in your head then, T, but imagine that squished out into burger form.
Oh, smeared it was pink paste.
Yes.
Like coarse pate.
It was like, nice. No, it wasn't coarse at all. There was nothing coarse about it.
Oh. You could have
piped them out in a piping bag. They were separated paper.
It can't just be beef in it then. It has to be other stuff in it.
So when we had a look, it was like 20% beef, 20% chicken, something percent somewhere else. And he was like, oh, that explains an awful lot.
Oh, that's disgusting. If they have to make it into a smoothie, then they're not using parts that you want to be eating.
No. So they were about, I would say, 5 centimeters thick.
Mm.
And this big.
And the buns are like this big.
The buns, no buns. This is just meat I'm talking about. Just cutting. This is just beef burgers.
Right.
Barbecue. And I had to separate the paper. There was a paper between each one, which was a godsend because I would never have been able to get them apart otherwise. Peel off the paper, put it on the barbecue face down with the paper on top, wait till it got a nice skin on it, and then peel the paper off slowly. Else they'd all break to pieces and fall through the grill.
Like, you're better off just buying ground beef and then mashing them into like patty shape with nothing else in it.
More beef in them if that had been the case, yes.
It would be healthier, I would imagine, as well.
Yeah.
So I cooked 3 or 4 of them.
And nobody wanted them.
And look, to be honest, I've tasted...
It tasted like food?
It did. It tasted like a rough estimation of food. And I could have eaten one. And if you'd have stuck it in a bun with some onions, I think people would have ate it.
Ugh.
But we have better ones. Somebody else.
You have
burgers.
Like proper cheese.
Proper burgers. You can see the texture of the lumps of meat actually in the burger.
Yes.
Yeah,
That.
Yeah. So, there you go.
My God. I could have made a better burger when I was a staunch vegetarian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were awful. So she's not going to be on meat duty anymore.
No. Oh, no.
Perhaps that's what the plan was all along, you know?
Maybe.
Weaponized incompetence, that is what that is called. Weaponized incompetence. Doing a thing so bad, no one will ever ask you to do it again.
Yeah.
It's worked an awful lot for me in the past.
Yeah. I just want to say I have a new toy.
Oh.
It's a new smoking tool.
Okay.
So do you remember when I won the bong? I told you about the magical thing that made the smoke and used a straw.
Yeah.
Well, this is that, but in like a portable form. And so, basically it's like vaping, but it's just, this is what would be considered live resin.
Oh,
so
no.
It's just, it's 97% THC.
Right. Okay.
Right. And so then it goes into this little black thing and you warm it up and then you get a puff of smoke. And it's weird because when you smoke a joint, it's like a cigarette. You're getting charcoal, basically. You know, no matter what you do, you're getting charcoal, right? But with this, you can't tell that you've inhaled until you exhale to see how much you've actually inhaled. So we're getting used to how it all works. But here, I'll just show you. So you have to
wandering around super high all the time now. Higher, sorry.
And that's not smoke. That's not charcoal. There's nothing like that in there. That's just vape. So anyways, it's my new thing. And so we're eventually going to invest in one of those like alien things where you can smoke.
Yeah, they're quite cool. Cute.
But I bought this not knowing, but I said, oh, James, I splurged and I got this. And he's like, oh, good, because I've been thinking we should stop smoking so much like we normally do in joints, because it's not so good for our bodies as we're getting older. So he had the same idea that I did. So okay, now we have two.
Cut out the tobacco, the burning.
Well, we don't. It takes out the charcoal because we don't ever have tobacco in it, but it takes out the charcoal, which is what the problem is in a lot of smokers is like just the,
yeah,
how the charcoal's in your lungs.
Bad things for your lungs.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, I just thought I'd share because it's my new contraption. And so we have one each, and you can switch out the cartridges or, you know, so there are different types of strengths and that type of thing. And so we have a half and a half CBD THC for, nice. And that's the one James is using. But we're going to experiment with them and see how we go.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Watch this space.
Yeah.
It's so cute. This thing only cost me $19.
Okay. How much does the juice cost to go in it?
It depends. So between $25 and $40, and it will last more. It will last longer than an ounce of pot, which would probably last us about a week and a half.
Right.
So this will last us longer once we get the hang of it, I think.
Yeah.
And once you stop pressing the button, it's not continuing to heat it up, right? So it's not like like a joint or a pipe or something where it's like continuing to burn.
Yeah.
This isn't. Mm-hmm. This is only heats per serving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
Cool.
Right. An ounce doesn't sound like a lot, does it? I remember you used to go into the shop on the way to school and have 2 ounces of whatever sweet because a quarter was too much. Spent like,
yeah,
it was like, yeah, of millions and billions, please.
It was always cherry lips for me.
Oh, yeah, cherry lips,
always cherry lips.
Nice,
but yeah, can't buy them by the 2 ounces now. right, shall we have some emergency questions?
Absolutely,
let's have some emergency questions. Math, over to you.
Alrighty then, so some supremely awful ones this week.
Again.
What else is new?
We seem to have reached that part in the book where they're all
everything's gross.
Horrible. All right. Would you rather eat?
No.
Just no. None of those options, thank you. Would you rather eat 30 cigarette butts that you find lying on a beach? Or eat 5 pounds of wet leaves that you find on the ground after a rainstorm.
On the ground where?
I'm on the street. Lots of leaves under a tree.
I think I'm going to go leaves.
So was it 5 cigarette butts or 5 pounds of leaves?
30 cigarette butts.
30 cigarette butts.
5 pounds of leaves. Cigarette butts.
I'd have to go cigarette butts because 5 pounds leaves of
leaves. Leaves have never been on somebody's mouth.
Yeah, but cigarette butts are all synthetic material.
Yeah.
If they're actual cigarette.